Awards have actually been around for 7 years. The oldest one of our programs is the American Business Awards, which we just completed 2 weeks ago in New York. It honors companies and individuals and enterprises across America, and despite the name, it is open to government agencies and to nonprofits, as well as to the for-profit organizations, whether they're public or private, nationwide. We also have Stevie Awards programs for women in business, an international program that attracts entries from more than 40 countries, and a program that honors specifically people in sales and customer service.
Okay, so give us an example of a Stevie Award winner from this year.
Well, the U.S. Government Printing Office was actually first honored in one of our programs last fall. One of their executives was honored in the Stevie Awards for Women in Business. And this year they were in the American Business Awards. They were honored with a Stevie Award in one of our video categories for a video they produced about how they produced and reproduced the official photograph of President Obama after his inauguration.
So this is the picture that gets distributed to all the federal agencies that hung in the hallways and secretary's suite and so forth that you see ubiquitously everywhere?
Exactly. It was a very well-produced video about how that entire process takes place.
Well, let me just back up a second. Stevie, what's the meaning of the word Stevie?
Well, the name Stephen from the Greek Stephanos means crowned, and it is a name that has a positive root connotation. It's a name that doesn't mean anything foul in any other language, so that when we do an awards program overseas, we're not offending anyone. And it is resonant with Stevie, with Grammy and Tony and a lot of other names that begin with the E sound.
And how are they? Go ahead.
Well, what was that, Tom?
Yeah. So just getting on to how these are judged, I mean, who picks the winners? How are they nominated? What's the process?
Well, we had over 200 executives nationwide participate in the judging process this year. Judging takes place in two phases. The preliminary judging, which began in March and went through early May, determined the finalists, and then the finalists are judged by nine specialized final judging committees comprised of executives from a particular function, so executives who are versed in public relations or in sales or in customer service, for example.
And who? Entries
from government agencies or government-related entities are treated no differently from those from the largest Fortune 500 companies.
We're talking with Michael Gallagher. He is the president and founder of the Stevie Awards. And who backs all this? I mean, who's behind all this?
We're a small company. This is all we do is we run Stevie Awards competitions. Our office is actually in Fairfax County.
So you're local.
This is a year-round enterprise for us.
Okay, so tell us, we understand, let's see, Booz Allen got an award for the What's Next Advertising and Marketing Communications Campaign. Tell us about that.
That's correct. And actually, the advertising campaigns are among the toughest to win because, as your listeners are probably aware, there are many different advertising competitions such as the Clio Awards and the Addy Awards and the Cannes Awards over in Europe. And advertising awards have been around for a long time. And advertising people in general are fairly jaded about the awards process, whereas the Stevie Awards are fairly unique in the business world. There weren't really many competitions like this, so it's fairly new to business people. But it's become hard to win in our advertising competitions because the judges are so critical. And it was quite an accomplishment for Booz Allen and their campaign to get a really high score from the judges this year, because the judges on average are very tough in the competition. So they're to be congratulated for that.
So was the Booz Allen campaign a federal related one or something more commercial?
Yes, it was a federal related one. It was actually nominated by their group in McLean.
Okay, and any other government awards we should know about or who entered?
The Social Security Administration was a finalist in one category. I don't recall which one offhand. We did make a special outreach this year to get more entries from government agencies and Washington-based nonprofits. And there were a few other nonprofits in the Washington area that were recognized this year as well, as including the American Chemical Society and the American Legacy Foundation. We'll see in our Stevie Awards for Women in Business, which is now attracting entries, and those awards will be announced this fall. We'll make a special outreach again to executives, honor women executives in government. In fact, we created two new categories this year in that competition just to specifically honor women executives in government.
Yeah, and there's a pretty good group of them, too, as well. And I think they have their own subgroups that meet as well. There's various different groups in government that kind of birds of a feather situation. So what happens? Is there a big award ceremony, a banquet at the Ritz?
Yes, we had about 600 executives from around the country at the American Business Awards in New York 2 weeks ago. It was down somewhat from last year, but what isn't down somewhat from last year? For the Women's Awards, we had about 300 executives from 10 countries in New York in November last year, and I expect we'll get a similar turnout this year. And frankly, although it's one of our smaller programs, the Stevie Awards for Women in Business is my favorite. One of the unique things about our awards programs among business awards is that we do give every winner the opportunity to make a 30-second acceptance speech. And the speeches that the women give at our program are just amazing. In 30 seconds, they somehow manage to tell their entire life story and how they started their enterprise or how they came to be where they are. And it makes for quite an entertaining evening.